The Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
It's always great to have Tracy Sandler on. She's known as the 49ers fangirl with the Fangirl Sports Network. You can catch all her 49er coverage on all the socials at 49ers fangirl. Well, Tracy, welcome back to the show. Thanks for coming on with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how disappointing was the 49ers-Panther game?
So I have to be honest. Certainly it's disappointing. I had picked them to win in my game preview out of an abundance of optimism. However, I wasn't shocked.
Yeah.
I think, you know, this is a young team. I just think it was maybe a reality check that this team is very much in a rebuild. And it doesn't mean that there's not stuff to be excited about, but we're probably not going to see that excitement come to fruition for a little while. This is what I would say, too. I put this on Twitter, and people were like, oh, is this what you're saying? They're going to be really good now? And that's not what I'm saying. But you know what? The last two seasons, they dominated their first game, and then it got worse. This season, they will be better at the end of the season than they were on Sunday.
Yeah.
Their record is not going to be 8-8 or 9-7 or probably even 7-9. But they will be a better team at the end of the season.
So what did you see besides, because I saw a lot of self-inflicted wounds, especially in that first half, you know, missed opportunities.
Absolutely.
The Panthers didn't look like the better team necessarily. The 49ers just looked like what you just said, kind of the rebuilding team that just couldn't fully execute. But besides the self-inflicted wounds, did anything else stand out with the 49ers for you during that game?
You know, what actually did stand out a little bit positively was I think that the defense was massively improved.
Obviously, there
were issues there, but I would say the run defense was an incredible improvement. I mean, they gave up 114 rush yards, which isn't great, but considering where they were last year, I considered that a massive upgrade. I know that sounds weird, but...
No, that makes sense. The run defense started decent, but how much of them ending up losing or giving up all those yards had to do with Reuben Foster being hurt? I would say probably a lot, right?
I would say probably a lot.
Yeah.
And so that's something, it was a little bit the straw that broke the camel's back because you had the drop pass by Goodwin.
Totally.
You had the strip sack fumble, and then Reuben Foster got injured. And at that point, it was almost like this young a team couldn't recover. The positive, I would say, is last year, one of those things would have ruined the entire game.
That's true.
Just one.
We're talking with the 49ers fangirl, Tracy Sandler. She has great Niner coverage on all the socials at 49ers fangirl. Unrelated to the team itself, but there's been a lot of news lately, a lot of hubbub about the sun at Levi Stadium. And, you know, look, something that probably should have been dealt with when they were doing the planning. I mean, it's not like the sun decided to rise and set in different areas all of a sudden.
But
do you see it as a kind of an encouraging sign that the brass is even finally listening after all these years and trying to figure out what they can do about that?
100%. Because I think there's been this feeling, and I think it's incorrect, that Jed York is cheap and he doesn't care. Mm-hmm. And I totally disagree with that. He does care. He wants to win. I don't think he's cheap. I think he is a, you know, first-time owner CEO who's learning as he goes as well. So I think they are listening. I think they've probably been listening longer than everybody thinks they have. But I just think in fairness to Jed York, not that I don't know why I feel this need to defend him, but I feel like in fairness to Jed York, none of those things happen if he doesn't say, okay, I've made some mistakes. I want to change things.
Right.
So I want to hire a John Lynch and I want to listen to him. I want to hire an Al Guido and I want to listen to him. So I think it comes from all around. Obviously, I think John Lynch is a huge part of it, as is Kyle Shanahan. I think he knows the legacy of the 49ers. He grew up in that legacy and it's important to him and it's becoming important to everybody.
And finally, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is the loss to Seattle going to be?
Oh, dear God. Well, I don't know if y'all saw on Twitter yesterday, me and Seahawks fangirl did a joking thing with boxing gloves. And I said, this is the closest we're going to get to beating Seattle. I think Seattle's a 14-point favorite. It would be great if they could only lose by 2 touchdowns. It's that they're playing in Seattle. I don't even know that Seattle is, they're not the Seattle they were. They're certainly a much better team than the 49ers, but they're not the Seattle they were. But they're playing in Seattle. We're under the best of circumstances. The 49ers have had trouble. If it is a 2-score game, I will really consider that a win. I really will. This is not going to be the week to right the ship. Let's look at week 3 versus the Rams.
There's a real
possibility of winning there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, you can catch all her 49er coverage. 49ers fangirl on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. And of course, fangirlsportsnetwork.com. Tracy Sandler, 49ers fangirl. Thanks for being on.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'll talk to you again soon.